Hey everyone, welcome back to A Little Atypical. My name is Leija, you can call me Lei. If you can tell by the title of the video, what we're going to be talking about today is tips for identifying and managing a mental spiral. I really wanted to talk about this because of my own experiences in the past 2 weeks. Honestly, people may have a mental spiral for various reasons. For example, excessive stress or anxiety, major life changes or transitions, grief or loss, challenges in personal relationships, financial pressures, health issues or chronic illness, high pressure jobs or academic environments, struggles with mental health disorders like anxiety or depression, feeling overwhelmed or unable to cope with current situations, or a lack of support or understanding from others. For me personally, I think my source of spiraling in the last 2 weeks has been financial pressures and health issues. If you're new here, hi. Basically, I decided to take a break from working because of all the health issues I've been having. Some of it was hurting my self-esteem, but realistically, it made it hard for me to function in a working environment. So I really just wanted to take some time to heal those things before pursuing full-time work again. I am a recent grad. I graduated in May of 2023, had some time off work, started working in August in a temp contract type role. I just had a lot of health issues while trying to transition into this new phase of life where I'm going from doing schoolwork, I'm going from pursuing like doing multiple things. And honestly, school was always something a little more fun for me. Like even though it was stressful, I actually really liked learning. So transforming to something so specific and the type of role I was doing too did not, I guess, support what I feel like I'm meant to do, because the type of job I did was an administrative role where you're constantly communicating, you're organizing, and I'm not saying I'm bad at those things. It's just things that deplete my energy. And in a job sense where I'm not brainstorming ideas, being creative, finding out information, that is something that will drain my energy. So for the past 2 weeks, I haven't posted. And it was like I had ideas, and I showcased this in December where I really started creating again, how I planned out topics for all 52 weeks. And I was really excited to have this laid out for me because I figured like it would make content creation easier for me. But when you're in a headspace of spiraling, it's kind of like you have ideas, but you don't know how to execute the ideas. It's not like the ideas aren't there. I just didn't know how to express them. For example, I feel like I was very frustrated about this because I have time now. And besides taking care of my health, I want to do all the things that I said I would do if I had time. I do have a lot of theories on how to level up your life and how to glow up. So my hypothesis is there are essentially glow up factors, about 4 of them. If you have at least 2 of those things going on in your life, that you can improve your life. So I feel like by not taking advantage of this time where I am taking care of my health, where I can also be creating, I can also be starting a business, and there's like so much possibilities on how to level up my life, that I was starting to feel overwhelmed. And then I had to start thinking, okay, so if I do a career, now that I know that administrative work is just not for me, what type of job should I pursue that I could do? Because one thing I realized in these past 2 weeks is I started reading this book, and it's called Designing Your Life. I forgot who it's by, but it's basically lifestyle design, which is all what my channel is about. So I was really interested in this book for a long time. In this book, where I got so far, it talks about creating a work view and a life view. And I found this fascinating because of the questions it asks about work, like why do we work and stuff like that, and just like all these like thought-provoking questions. I basically said that realistically, in the society we live in, a capitalistic society, work is a basic need. People need money to survive. And I just think it's kind of strange, because if you studied like marketing or something like that, you learn about, I don't know really how to pronounce it, but the hierarchy of needs, where it's kind of like a pyramid. And I talk about this on my TikTok, where the basic needs are like food, water, shelter, clothes, clean air. But in order to have those things, you need to secure a position that gives you enough money to provide those things. For you to have job security, a lot of it revolves around like if the place you're in feels like you're a good fit. Like if they feel like you belong there. When you think about it and go through the interview process, a lot of it is not that whether you have the skills for it, but if you have the type of personality you look for. And outside of that is kind of if you have connections, but that's a whole different topic. I was thinking the other day, like, what if our approach to our needs is actually in reverse of how they designed the pyramid? Because when you think about it, in order to have food, water, shelter, right, you need to pay for those things. You need to have money in order for those things to work, or you have to be taken care of by someone else who have those things, regardless, right? To continue on with that pyramid, in order to belong somewhere, you have to have authentic self-esteem. I think in order to have authentic self-esteem, because when you don't feel good about yourself, which if you have been having like bad health and stuff like that, at least for me, that makes me feel so bad about myself that it does harm my self-esteem. So when it comes down to it, you have to understand self-actualization, which is what is important to you and what do you value. So that's a long way of saying, like, these were my thoughts about why I was personally spiraling. And then I was also thinking, like, okay, I know when money stops being worth it for me in terms of career, and a big part of that is if my health is at risk. In my head, it's like, okay, if I can't function properly and the job is a source of me not functioning properly because of the structure of the workplace. If you have a job and it's the source of your health problems and you get money, but all the money has to go to solving the health problems that your job then creates, it just doesn't make sense in my brain. So then I realized that outside of like health, of that would like make me stop working, that it is important for a job, at least for me, that I have to, it has to have these two things, where there is a sense of recognition and it has to infuse curiosity in me. So the reason I say those two things are important, because I value recognition more than anything else. Like, I would say recognition is one of my top values, and it's not because I want validation, but it's because that for so long in my life, being a shy girl, that I haven't expressed like my thoughts and everything I feel authentically. In turn, I think that's what makes me value recognition more than anything else, because I want my ideas to be my ideas. I want my work to be my work, because I believe that I have a lot of insight and things worthy to say, and I believe like they should be my own. When it comes to curiosity, I feel like a job has to make me curious. Like, I am a person who is easily interested in things, how things work, which is why, like, okay, that's why, like, when I learn a topic, I think about it in a different way. I feel like I have very unconventional thoughts, okay? So whatever job I do, I like to receive information, think about ways to express that information or use that information. So I think that being curious and having a job that fulfills like that mental stimulation is really important for me, but I don't necessarily want a job that's creative. With that being said, I know I rambled on a lot about myself, but maybe like this story will help you understand why you're spiraling, because I do think a huge part of it is when you're in a transitional phase. So if you relate to that, if you are in a transitional phase and you're kind of lost, maybe it's one of the reasons I listed beforehand, and maybe my own story can help you figure it out if you're really not sure about why you're feeling this way. So how you can tell you're in a spiral. So my personal signs of when I started to recognize, like, oh, I'm in this state again, was when I wasn't able to receive or give information. I wasn't able to create content, and we just been over that. When I was consuming content, it was like I was hearing it, but I wasn't like actually receiving it. And I guess the best way to describe that is doom scrolling in the context of our world. So I think that's a big sign of you are spiraling, because if you're just like looking at information but you don't have any thoughts about the information you're receiving, if you don't have like opinions about it, I feel like that's just a huge sign that you're just consuming and you're overthinking and you're not able, you don't have the mental capacity to give or receive information. And the next thing I would say is communicating becomes very limited. So because I'm overthinking and I have a lot going on in my brain, communicating even with a person I'm living with became very limited, where I wasn't really talking to my mom, but we were in the same space a lot of time because I wanted to be in the same space. I figured like I would spiral more if I was completely alone, even though there was a period I was completely alone in these 2 weeks. But regardless, a lot of times if she would engage, I would try to cut the communication short. That's because of the next point, is being irritable and in a low mood. When I am that way, I don't like talking to people because I don't want to project those feelings onto them, especially when it has nothing to do with them. I want to be around people, but I can't talk to you, because if I do, then I would project those feelings, and no one really deserves that. Sleep problems and constant fatigue was another issue, but thing is, that has been an ongoing issue because of my health. If that's something that is like new for you, that's probably a huge sign that you're starting to spiral. If that's like something not common for you, like if you're usually a normal sleeper, but I'm typically not. So it's kind of hard to identify if that's really spiraling. But anyways, lack of interest is my last one for me personally. And I have three more signs, but lack of interest, I realized like I could not think. So I was trying to do more hobbies, but even doing hobbies was hard. I wasn't engaging in them properly, which sucked because I bought a puzzle set that I was really excited to try. But then when it came down to it, I just could not get behind using it. And then I would just end up putting it away. Or even my Lego set, like I would try, but then it just wasn't, like I just wasn't engaged while doing it. And some other things to look out for is when you neglect your self-care routines, if you are in a constant state of stress or anxiety, or if you've been participating in negative self-talk. So the reason why I have those others is because I personally wasn't experiencing those in this time, but I have in the past. Something I do take seriously is especially my self-care routines. And I would say, like, not talking to myself any type of way negatively. Moving on to ways you can manage this is the first thing to do is accept it. Like, accept what you're feeling. Because when you pretend that you are okay, when you're very much not, you're just kind of delaying the process of becoming okay. You need to do what you can and be patient with yourself so you can get through it. But you can't do what you can if you can't acknowledge, that something is actually wrong, you know? So accept where you're at. Accept, like, you're feeling this way, that you're not in the best headspace. And it's okay to not always be in the best headspace, you know? Because the thing is, what you feel is temporary. Like, you'll work through it, and you have to believe that, but you have to accept where you're at. Next, eliminate what you can. I know, like, certain things you cannot eliminate, which is, like, if you have a job and you have a family to provide for, of course you can't just eliminate your job and not go to work. If you're a student, you can't just eliminate your schoolwork. So just eliminate what you can. And maybe that means not always going out, but still, like, having interactions. Like, if you need to talk to someone, be, like, real with your friend. Like, hey, I don't think I can handle, like, a lot right now. I'm not in a good headspace, so I don't want to go out, but I do, when I feel ready, I think I may want to talk, but just please, like, give me time to sort out some things. Like, if you need that, which I do recommend, is still having, like, people to talk to and not completely isolating yourself. But I also understand, if you are an introvert like myself, that sometimes it's hard to build up the energy to talk to people. But for me personally, as an introvert, I would limit socially, like, what is too much energy for me socially. And along with that, something I would say to really keep is the way you take care of yourself, like your physical health. When your mental health is not the best, it's sometimes hard to just focus on your mental health if you're not taking care of your physical health. Because that's one mistake I personally made in the past, where I was so hyper-focused in on my emotional state, I feel like I neglected my physical health. And right now, that's the thing that's coming back to bite me. And now I'm in a spiral because of how I feel about my life and my physical health. And yeah, so physical health relates to nutrition. It relates to exercise, sleep. I would also throw in their hygiene. So the reason why these are so important is because once you do get out of the mental spunk, if you don't feel good about yourself physically, it's gonna be harder, because then you're like, I was in such a bad headspace and now I couldn't take care of myself. And then you get kind of worse in a spiral about something new. So in order to prevent that, I would suggest continuously taking care of your physical health, even if it's not in the full capacity that you usually can do it. Like, if you can't do a long shower, take a short shower. If you struggle to exercise for 30 minutes, just simply do low impact. Like, get it up to at least stretching for 5 minutes, if that's all you can do. Still care for your physical health the best way you can. One more thing I would suggest is, if it gets really bad, definitely seek professional help, because sometimes you just can't do it all alone. Having someone to talk to professionally, if you can afford it, I would say 100% go for it. I know that in a lot of places, this is in fact a privilege. Having someone to talk to is a privilege, If you can, please do. But if you can't, because of whatever reason, maybe you're struggling financially, and that's just something you can't afford right now, take the time to really ground yourself through mindfulness practices. Create a flow for yourself. And that's what my video that's coming up on Friday, because I think I want to switch up the way I kind of unfold my content. So if you want to see that, make sure to tune into my YouTube channel. And I'm going to give a step-by-step guide where I talk about how to create a flow in yourself when you're getting out of a spiral. I want to share the card pull of the episode, which is I use the Pocket Animal Spirit by Kim Kranz. And you guys know, like, if you're not into this stuff, like, you can click off. Anyways, so we got from this the tarantula, which I found so interesting, because what the tarantula says is at a crossroad and claiming life's purpose. So I don't know if we got this because of my energy, but I feel like if you're listening to this, we are on the same energetic level where we are either, you're either in the space that I was throughout these 2 weeks, or you're in the space where I am now, where you're trying to like really get out of it and you're trying to figure out like, okay, how do I do this? So at a crossroad, what it says is the tarantula represents a moment when a great decision must be made. It involves prioritizing your life's deeper purpose or dharma. A habit or routine from the past is sidetracking you from your dream. A voice inside your head keeps begging you to refocus your attention. In order to find true happiness, you need to choose dharma. Until you do, satisfaction will be fleeting. The tarantula hovers patient and calm, like an old friend that knows your inner soul. It already knows you'll choose wisely. So when in balance, you follow your intuition. When out of balance, you hesitate or over-intellectualize. To bring into balance, you need to do daily journaling. So I found that so fitting for this episode, because as you can tell from my little story time, that sometimes, at least for myself, I over-intellectualize things, because I said this to my mom the other day, that I think there is three types of people. So there are the people who are idea people, and they constantly have ideas, they constantly think, and they overthink things, which makes it harder for them to do. And then there are people who are like so good with people, so good at interactions. They can have other specialties, but their specialty is socializing. They need that stimulation as a part of the job of constantly being around people in order to feel energized and motivated. And then there are the task people who need to constantly be doing, regardless of if there's people around them or not. And I said this to my mom because I was like, you know, I think you're like a task person, you know, because she is someone that she can't sit still. Like, she'll still, on days she's supposed to like relax, she's like, I need to do something. I need to find something to do. And I'm like, do you ever just sit down? She's like, it's kind of hard to. And her idea of relaxing is like TV, but she has to constantly be doing something. Like, she'll be like watching TV and then reading her Bible at the same time, or playing a game on her phone. Like, she has to be doing something, and that she has to like be moving in some type of way. And whereas I, it is very hard for me to do because I overthink every action. Like, literally, it's hard for me to clean. Literally, it's hard for me to like do certain things because of how I think about it. Like, how I think, okay, if I do this, then I need to do this. So I need to do this. But all that thinking kind of like makes you hesitate. So I kind of love that we got this. But anyways, adding on to, moving on to what I'm grateful for, of course, I have to say that I have a mom that's supportive of me taking care of my health first and foremost. The other day, I kept getting like videos on my feed, and it was about how the effects of not having like a nurturing mother. Even though I have one parent, I'm so grateful for the one parent I do have, that she is a nurturing person. Regardless, she always wants the best for her children. She cares about our health, and she's not the type to force us out before we're ready, because there are some kids, some people who experience that. Like, that's why they want to get out of their parents' house as fast as possible, is because their mental health is ruined by their own parent, that they're constantly being criticized, constantly being told they have to do something and have to do this and have to do that. And I think that because I have such a nurturing mother, that even though I don't have like a lot, I'm so grateful that I have her. And I hope to just do right by her someday, and to really live up to what I know I can do, or what I feel like is my purpose, so I can share all the things I want to share with her. But yeah, so that's the end of our little episode. Remember, if you're watching on Spotify, please go to my YouTube channel. It will be in the description box. It would really mean a lot to me if you like, comment, share the podcast. It would really mean so much. If you're on YouTube, like, comment, share, subscribe. I appreciate all the support of whoever has been listening for a while, and thank you so much for returning. I will see you next time. Okay, bye. Thank you.